It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap. I am Dan Morgan. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, Stu Wright. Sean Rogers, after Liverpool, went to Selhurst Park and absolutely dismantled Crystal Palace by 7-0. Sean, we'll start pre-match and build from there, really. But it's a nice welcome break after some of the reviews we've done this season, put it mildly.
Better than Villa, yeah.
Well, I mean, we spoke after Tottenham on Wednesday about the concept of going one more and asking the team to go one more in this one. And I think there's a little bit of that playing out pre-match in Klopp's press conference. He talks about three players possibly being back in full training next week. Shaqiri, Thiago and James Milner. And I think I was thinking about that when he said, and it felt a lot like the 8 days were massive. In that, you know, you sort of get a full week's training into those players. Maybe you could have rushed them back for this one, maybe not. But the concept of one more just played into it when I thought of it. And I think now that he's got the results, to have this full week to get them on the pitch and then get to West Brom on the 27th, it's just a massive positive.
Totally. I mean, starters, you're not going to hear me moan about goals and open play from the front three for a while, are you? I don't think I'm going to be able to roll them stats out for a while now. They've just bagged 5. And God knows what the minutes per goal is there when you look at Salah and stuff. No, totally. You know, in midfield, you're starting to look not just quality, but in terms of numbers. You know, when you factor in Oxlade-Chamberlain looked quite sharp. Mm-hmm. You know when he came on, you add into the mix Naby getting some minutes under his belt, and then potentially Shaqiri, Thiago, Milner. The fact that Milner can play multiple roles as well, you know that's mega for them. So all of a sudden, you know, you've got Jota to come back in for the Champions League win and parade, but. Until then, you know, we look heavily stocked in midfield, which I think Klopp will love the fact that he's able to keep the energy levels high in that area of the park.